For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan.
Okay, so this is the actual original counter from the actual sit-in. We've removed the stools right now. They're right over here.
Chef Rob Mazzone and I are standing on opposite sides of history, drawn in a thin pink line 27 feet long and not quite 2 feet wide. He's on one side, showing me where he'll widen it with an added-on chop block. I'm on the other, mingling with the ghosts of civil rights crusaders who dared to sit here for lunch.
This is the original pink laminate. But this is going to be, the counter is going to be the focal point of the restaurant. So this is basically going to serve as a really cool chef's table.
You heard Mazzone mention the sit-in. He's talking about the Friendship Nine. Back in 1961, a nonet of young African Americans opened the Art Deco doors of a Rock Hill restaurant named McCrory's. They walked across the floor and sat down at this long pink laminate counter full of white people.
First sit-in in North Carolina happened in February 1960. We was in high school.
David Williamson is one of six members of the Friendship Nine still alive, and the only one still living in Rock Hill.
The student that was there, they came down and demonstrated on February 12, 1960, and there were so many of them, they locked them up and they had to put them in a stockade in the back of the police station, right there in the back of McCrory.
The conveniently located jail held a steady supply of black faces, jailed for being disruptive. As of yet, Williamson wasn't in jail with them, but Williamson and his friends would spend their lunch breaks picketing for the right to integrate at places like this.
A couple of guys got beat up, and they beat the guy up, and they took him to the doctor and got him taped up, and come back, he's back on the picket line.
Williamson says he never considered the dangers of standing on those picket lines over the course of 1960. He chalks that up to the blissful naivete of youth. But he and his eight friends were aware of the need to keep doing whatever they were doing. So they kept picketing and kept protesting and kept out of jail until...
We went in and sat down that January 31st, and we didn't get up. So when we sat down, they snatched us up and took us out back and put us in the jailhouse. Oh, we were there 30 days. That was January 31st. We got out March the 2nd.
And then they went back to the picket lines.
They didn't discourage us.
One of the other trappings of youth is the inability to see the big deal as it happens. For Williamson, once the civil rights movement had won the ability to sit wherever you wanted in a restaurant or a bus, he just went on with his life. 59 and a half years later, it still kind of surprises him that people talk about what he did.
And I'm thinking, I didn't do nothing special. I just, did what I thought was right.
The Friendship Nine arrests are now a sacrosanct part of Rock Hill's history, commemorated with plaques and talked about even in casual conversation. Few people living in Rock Hill don't know the name McCrory's, even though that restaurant, that building, has been gathering dust for years. Which brings us back to Chef Rob Mazzone, an incurably optimistic food entrepreneur and city native who has seized upon the opportunity to reopen the restaurant. So what's it called?
This place? This place is called Counter, with a K. So
Mazzone's catering business in Charlotte is Create, with a K. It's a little personal twist. Or would that be a garnish? Whatever, it prefigures the kind of food Counter will serve.
Our cuisine here will be like a twisted American cuisine. So basically always expect the unexpected.
As for the Counter itself, that long 50s pop strip of history, it'll be sealed over to protect the original surface. It will also feature four of the exact seats the Friendship Nine sat in, bolted to the exact spots where they sat, each one with an engraved plate featuring the names of the protesters. You'll be able to sit in those seats yourself once the restaurant opens. That should be sometime around October, give or take. It should seat around 85, but you'll have to reserve the historic seats if you want to have dinner at the Counter, unless you're one of the actual Friendship Nine.
I will be inviting the remaining gentlemen of the Friendship Nine in to dine here first, before we open to the public, because one of my things is you were refused service here in 1961. I want you to be the first person to receive service here in 2020.
That invitation includes family, which Williams is all in on, but fair warning.
That's all right, but I told him he didn't realize how big my family was. He might not have nothing left after we finish.
For the record, Chef Rob is willing to roll the dice. In Rock Hill, I'm Scott Morgan for South Carolina Public Radio.